The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, and here we are. It's the first Tuesday of January. Going to spend the first hour with George Filer, as we always do. George, of course, puts out the world's finest weekly, or, well, whenever, UFO periodical called Filer's Files, and you can get that delivered free to your electronic mailbox. All you have to do is ask. We will tell you how to do that during the coming hour. George, welcome to 2014. How are you?
I'm fine. Except we're kind of cold here in New Jersey. It's just above freezing, you know, above zero, so to speak. The polar vortex came in. Somebody's messing up with our weather. Coldest in 20 years.
Yeah, well, it may be colder than that in some places. I've seen reports of wind chill factors down in the 40s and 50s. It's crazy. It's cold, for sure. The primary area that was hit hardest, though, was not New Jersey.
No, it was more in the Midwest.
Right.
Yeah, we get a warming effect off the ocean, but it's still cold. No.
Well,
still
you
very
got
cold.
Yeah, sure. We had out here in the Northwest. It doesn't get cold. We had a similar kind of a hemorrhage of Arctic air came down here all 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks ago, and we were down to minus one and minus three at nights. That's very cold for here. So, understood. Glad you're warm and indoors. Do you have a fireplace?
Yes.
Is it running?
Actually, it's not.
See?
People took my wife out to dinner, and we just got home and have a wonderful guest for you tonight.
Very good. You took your wife out to dinner in 10-degree weather.
Right.
No?
Well, they have a special lobster at the Bonefish on Tuesdays, and she loves lobster. So.
Frozen lobster.
Well, when you serve, it's not frozen.
Well, let's hope not. All right, very good. Glad you had a nice evening. That's very nice. Who do you have for us this evening?
Well, a fellow named Glenn Pennington, who lives in Kentucky, not far from Cincinnati. But he has regular visits from UFOs, and sometimes even sees aliens, I think.
How did you get to know Glenn? Did he submit some reports for you for Filer's Files?
Yes, he sent me some pictures. As a matter of fact, well, if you look through the Filer's Files for the last several months in Kentucky. Most of the pictures there are his.
That
he sees a lot of different type of craft and disc and mostly light in the sky, but that's apparently the propulsion system or searching with lights or something. And in any case, there's a lot of the pictures are just colored light, so to speak, but there are craft behind them, and he has some of those pictures as well.
Very good. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
You sound like a very level-headed, pragmatic individual. How long have you been seeing things in the sky?
Well, we first noticed them, we being my wife and I, about mid-February of 2013. And
coming up on a year.
We live in a rural area of northern Kentucky, and my house is kind of built back in the middle of our farm here, and went to bed late one evening, and I was looking out the window, and I said, that star is moving.
Yeah.
And my wife said, what? And we started looking through binoculars and had multiple colors, and it got so close to the house that we were kind of terrified of these things for a while. Of course, we've kind of grown used to them now.
Well, all right, now this was the first one. It was a solo object, or were there more than one?
Well, we at that night we were only observing one, but if we had been looking around a little more, we probably would have noticed that there were more, because after the first one that we started noticing there were dozens of them around here, and sometimes even into the hundreds a night.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Hundreds. All right.
Yes.
Now, how close is your nearest neighbor?
About a little, a quarter mile if you want in a direct line.
Okay. And have you spoken to him about, or her about this?
Oh, yes. The neighbor, I made several of the closer neighbors aware pretty quick, but some of them, I guess they were kind of terrified and really just didn't want to know. And
really? Tell me how they said, I don't want to know. How did they let you know?
The first one, I think they thought maybe I was a little crazy when I first mentioned it to them. Then I took my laptop with some pictures I downloaded up there and showed them where they were sitting right over top of their house, and it was pretty hard to ignore, but they still to this day refuse to come outside and look at them. They said that they're better off just not knowing what's going on.
Now, this is very interesting. This has been pretty much the rule. Have you had anyone in your area who has agreed to come out and take a look?
Yeah, I've had several MUFON investigators here. That was early on, although Roberta Smith, who's a Kentucky president of the area MUFON here, has been here several times. And although they're almost 4 hours away from where I live, so it's kind of hard for them being volunteers to travel back and forth. And I've had another paranormal group that were more in the line of spirit hunters, but they came here and observed it.
Right.
I've actually had several police officers, a mayor, and a Kentucky state representative. None of them will let me name them, but political reasons.
That's, well, I understand that. They've been out there, and have they seen things?
Oh, yes. I've had well over 100 other people here looking at them and observed, and we've got other neighbors that started noticing them more so recently. We kind of kept it under tabs for a while the MUFON investigator said it was probably a good idea. One, because I've got a son in school here.
Yes, of course.
And, of course, you face ridicule. I've got nothing to gain by doing any of this.
Understand. Now, a question. This is very intriguing. When you showed your neighbors a picture of their house with something over the house, their reaction had to be quite unusual. I wish I could have been there to see it.
What? Well, they weren't very thrilled about it. Now, this is my closest neighbor I showed the picture. Go ahead, uh-huh. I'm sorry.
Wait, I was going to say, what did they say to you? Do you remember? What were the words?
Well, this is interesting. More in the line of, oh, my God.
And, there you go. I figured something like that. Okay. What was it that you were able to photograph that was above their house? What kind of a...
at the time that we were observing these things going real close to people's houses, I was... let's put it this way. I don't have a lot of money to spend on camera equipment, so I've got kind of a cheap Sony digital camcorder.
Uh-huh.
And I started trying to take videos at first. But all these craft, when they come here, they put off these huge light displays. And what you catch is a bunch of different colored lights, and you can see an object moving around. But I also have... at a distance where it was kind of small, where we saw them. I've got it on just a little short clip for a few seconds where they shoot a beam down on top of these houses. Now, I don't know what they were doing.
Kind of like a laser beam, just a straight light, straight line?
Not like a straight light. This is like a big white, it was a red light, actually.
Did it illuminate the whole house?
Well, you can't tell from the video that it did that, but yeah, we could see it illuminating the top of their houses.
Well, that's amazing. Hold on, if you would, just a minute. We have to do a two-minute break, and we'll come right back. This is obviously what they call a flap, a big number of events over a period of time. Very interesting description already. We'll get into this further as George Filer and I continue in just a minute. Okay, welcome back. Talking to Glenn. George Filer brought Glenn on tonight as a real bonus for us. What we have is George Filer. This is, we could call it a flap, but it's obviously a nearly a year-long direct, overt, they're not trying to hide, visitation, contact, whatever you want to call it, with a specific geographical area of Kentucky. And it's very unusual. I can't wait to hear more. What are your thoughts on this? That's you, George. Or George.
Yeah, I'm here.
I say this is sometimes called a flap, but it's been going on for nearly a year, and it's happening in a certain geographic area of Kentucky. And obviously has been researched by not only MUFON, but by state and governmental officials as well. This is very interesting.
Well, I thought it was important. That's why I asked them to come on and talk to you, that, you know, other people should know about it. And, maybe somebody out there would like to volunteer to provide them with a good camera or come and film themselves.
All right.
You know, there's an opportunity there that we'd like to take advantage
of. Oh, it's huge. Let's, maybe you ought to go on down there, take a look. That's something like you would do. You're not far from Kentucky, are you?
600-700 miles, something like that.
Oh, come
Actually,
on, George.
I was thinking about possibly going in the, you know, spring when the weather's a little better and the roads are cleaned up.
I understand. I wouldn't drive in this weather either. Okay, Glenn, let me get back to you. All right, so it started out one night. That star is moving. You described the objects. Each one or just some of them would put on a display of colors. And I'm going to assume that these are red, green, blue, but you tell me what colors. And
yellow. They all have a large white spotlight also. But, well, if you want to go from the beginning, the first night we saw this, I actually called 911 and mention that I don't think I'm crazy and I don't drink and I don't use drugs, but we're seeing something pretty strange, and I asked the sheriff's department if they'd take a look. Of course, naturally, we never heard back from them.
They didn't even call back?
If they did, they didn't call back, and after that, I decided it was probably not a good idea to mention it again.
Smart move. Agreed.
And I made several reports to the MUFON website originally, which can be, you can look that up. And somebody picked up on the case, and they ran a story. There were several internet stories, one at Examiner.com about mm-hmm. Kentucky family concerned after series of UFO sightings, although they didn't have any details, and they named the town of Falmouth, Kentucky, which I'm not actually in Falmouth, but that was all right. We didn't let them know any different.
That's fine. So this happened one night. How long did it last, and what were the colors that you saw?
Well, we saw... I hope that's not me hitting buttons. We saw red, blue, green, and yellow blinking around in no particular order. It was visible. I mean, this was so close, it was visible with your eyes. And it appeared to be a saucer-shaped craft, this first one, although it wasn't exact. It was actually had kind of a top shape to it.
Like a spinning top that you would put on
right.
the ground? More like an acorn kind of a thing?
Similar to something like that. That's been a while, and I've seen so many since in it, you kind of lose track.
Well, this is nighttime now. How were you able to see a shape? Were the lights on the outside kind of illuminating?
Well, it came pretty close. It came within 100 yards of our house that night.
That's almost spitting distance.
And while I'm not that great judge of altitudes,
yeah.
It was pretty low, and we still observe. We call it the UFO training one or something, because this thing seems to do some crazy moves around here on the hill behind our home. Sometimes it looks like a drunk driver.
It's okay. Let me ask you a question. How long did this first sighting last, approximately?
I'm thinking it was just for a matter of a couple hours before it moved away.
Just for a matter of a couple hours? A lot
yes.
of people see things for a few seconds.
Yeah, well, these go on from... We see them daylight sight. They show up here before dark in the evening and don't leave until after daylight in the morning.
This is incredible. Why aren't there people there with high-tech cameras trying to record this and instruments and things? I guess they come and they go, but this is a phenomenal event. Serious.
Mr. Filer's been one of the few people that's tried to help me. Some of the MUFON people came here and they did some tests. There's a whole lot to the story, probably more than we could fit in your hour show. But I've sent emails and begged the UFO community to come here, and anybody that doesn't believe in them, let's just say I was uncertain about it, maybe skeptical until mm-hmm. we started seeing this, but there's no doubt in my mind now.
Glenn, if I were anywhere near you, I'd rent a motorhome, and I'd ask you if I could park it on your farm, and I'd stay there, and I'd look. And I'd look some more. And
if you sat out here on a clear night all night, you'd see some pretty strange things.
All right. So the first one was a kind of an acorn or a top-shaped object with flashing lights on it. Sounds kind of pretty.
They all are. And if you, of course, none of my pictures, once you crop them and email them to somebody, it does them no justice. But if you saw them as I download them,
mm-hmm.
I have most of the original memory cards, although because of money-wise, I've had to retape over a few memory cards.
George, would you please get this man some memory sticks, and I'll send you some money?
I have over 43,000 pictures to date, and I don't know how many videos, but the videos aren't the greatest things in the world. I quit doing them because the pictures, I found out you could do more to enlarge and see what was actually there.
I have to ask George Filer, Glenn, kind of a nasty question. George, what the H is wrong with MUFON? Why aren't they camping out there? What is going on?
Well, unfortunately, you know, MUFON, being the largest UFO organization in the country, has less money than your corner pizza shop.
Well, I understand all that, but they certainly do have volunteers, and they certainly do have people who have the ability to go off for a few days and do something serious. This is what Glenn is describing is clearly a massive event, and the questions just pour out of my mind. I want to ask so many. I salute every member of MUFON, or MUFON, however you want to pronounce it, for all the hard work they do. But I don't understand this. This is almost a gift. This is almost the most phenomenal thing I've heard about. And we're going to hear some more with Glenn in just a few minutes. Glenn, when we come back, I'm going to let you tell us, if you will, just some of the highlights of some of the things you've experienced. This is just a remarkable story. And I really thank you for being here, and I thank George for inviting you. So stand by, everybody. We'll come right back. Okay, back with George Filer and Glenn in Kentucky. Glenn, go ahead and tell us, after that first night, what you and your wife saw, what you think these things might be doing. Did you see any land on the ground? And George suggests that maybe you saw some humanoid or other life forms at one point or another. So just kind of tell us your story. We got a half an hour.
Well, after the first sighting, they started multiplying in numbers and went from 1 to 6 to 18 to 2 or 3 dozen.
And were they all hanging around your house, your area, pretty much?
Not just strictly my farm, but for some reason visible from our house, mm-hmm. where we sat in the middle of the farm, we seemed to see a lot more than even the other neighbors do around here.
Okay, and you say one was maybe 100 yards away. They'd range in distance from 100 yards to what, a mile, half mile?
Well, we have a tire that's a railroad tire that's about 8 miles away,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen them as far away as there. And my wife has a cousin that lives in about 8 miles from us, and we've seen the same craft in between us, so it's mm-hmm. within that distance.
Does cousin watch also at the same time you guys are?
Oh, yes. He was pretty involved. He kind of quit doing it because of some health issues, but mm-hmm. he took a Catholic priest and a Baptist minister out to see him one night just to see what their take was on it. And they both gave him the same rhetoric that the Bible says to look to the skies when Jesus is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about that.
Whoever's coming back, somebody's up there.
That's right.
No question in your mind, these are intelligently operated machines with probably intelligent beings in them.
I believe so. Somebody's certainly moving them around intelligently, although I personally don't remember any contact with them, although my whole family has found ourselves paralyzed in our beds here after lights came into the rooms. And what happened after that, I really don't know.
You've lost some time?
Yeah, we've done. That's happened several times. We've had some really strange dreams, although that hasn't happened too much lately. But around the time that we were first seeing these, there were reports scattered throughout the northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area, the same things going on in different places. We watch a larger ship come down normally a half hour to an hour before dusk. You can see it as a dot in the sky as it comes into the atmosphere until it comes so close. It looks like we have a star sitting here on our farm. And I have pictures of it where it releases hundreds of smaller craft out of the thing. If you darken it, you can see them. And it's not just saucers. There's two or three different kinds of strange-looking craft. That come
so this,
out of the
this, this was a very large craft that came down. Did it land on the ground or just hover near the ground?
No, this sits in, it hovers up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
It has a green and yellow aura to it, and it's but it does. You never see all the colors like you do on the smaller ones.
Where do all the smaller ones go? Off in every direction?
Please?
Do they just take off, all the little ones, in different directions?
The little ones go everywhere. They scatter and go everywhere, and we observe in the mornings. They return, and it's like they load back up and drift up into the sky until you can't see them anymore.
Incredible. When in the morning, that's daylight,
right.
Can you see the exact shape of the large craft at that time?
Yeah, the lights, it always has these lights on it, and looking through binoculars or when you take a picture, it's like it always blocks the shape. I have got lucky with a couple pictures, and the best way I can describe it to you, it looks like a V8 motor, except it has several protrusions on it.
Okay. All right, fascinating. They seem to have taken a liking to your neck of the woods. Do you get the feeling that the idea of a large, we'll call it a mother ship, coming down and releasing or turning loose a lot of smaller ships and then collecting them back up, is that a primary part of this mission, do you think?
Well, it's that we've watched this nightly the whole time after maybe, you know, we've noticed this after the first sighting about a week later, and it's went on every night. Tonight's the first night that we actually didn't see this one show up, the big one show up, except a different one came from a different direction.
Are you telling me that you've seen this large thing come down, hover with lights, and release dozens or maybe more smaller craft of different shapes and different sizes? Are you telling us that you've seen this hundreds of times?
Oh, yes. I've got that. Probably a couple thousand pictures of it, it's a regular thing. It'll come here and it seems to be releasing the smaller ones as it's coming down. And by the time it finally, I'm not a real good judge of distance, but I'm going to say this thing comes within a mile or two of my house where it stops. And it'll sit there for two or three hours, and then it'll move off to the southwest, and it turns a really bright orange when it's done unloading. And it'll just move off horizontally until it's out of sight.
What do your neighbors, now they've seen this too, you probably have almost a triangulation. You got one farm here, one farm there, and are they watching this at the same time you mentioned your cousin was? Are they seeing this and saying, gee, Glenn,
well,
you're right?
After I got to talking, like I say, we kind of kept it quiet for a while, but yes, some of the neighbors are seeing it. Actually, a couple more prominent individuals in the county started noticing it recently, and they've kind of made a big splash on social network here lately.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about it and trying to find out. Some of them, of course, you still have some skeptics that think it's military or something else.
They'll always be that, so we just kind of look the other way. Todd, we're going to go through this break. Thanks. Just for the heck of it, let me ask you the obvious question. Is there any way that you could believe this would be United States military machines?
I've tried to be,
objective, open-minded.
I've tried to be as objective as I can, and I've come to no other conclusion than if it is our military, they've sure wasted a lot of tax dollars sitting over a place here that there's nothing to be sitting here for for a year. And somebody better be giving me back some tax money is all I can tell you.
Have they landed that you've seen? Have you seen one touchdown?
I have never found an actual track where they did, but I have videos of them going down into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
We have several hundred acres of woods surrounding our home. And I know they're on the ground. We've heard very strange noises. I've had my dogs chase something off a couple times, and the weirdest screaming you ever heard in your life.
Not your dog, something else.
No, whatever they were after. I called my dogs in for fear that they'd be killed. I opened a back sliding door, and something jumped off. I have a walkout basement, and it's a two-story on the back side of my house, and something jumped off the roof and ran off one night.
You saw it?
I couldn't make out exactly what it was. But
did it seem to have two legs and was running?
It was bipedal, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
I have pictures on the craft, and unless somebody's playing a real good hoax, they appear to be of extraterrestrial in nature.
You're describing a long-term investigation of at least a portion of this country. It would seem.
I think they are here. Of course, we have some other things which kind of threw a kink into things. But
go ahead.
I can tell you one thing. When they show up here, all the animals in this area just go crazy. Dogs, coyotes, when they get close to the ground. And this is a nightly thing. I've had my livestock just run aimlessly across the pasture trying to get away.
So fear. A lot of fear.
They don't like them.
Okay. What else has gone on that's unusual?
Well, I had a Labrador retriever that disappeared for several hours one morning, and the MUFON people tested her, and she had radiation. They found traces of radiation in the fields around here. They found, when I bought this place, there was over 50 cow skeletons around, and I just thought it was the guy was pretty lousy farmer.
Poor
maybe, but I didn't. But now that I think about it, that's an awful lot of cows for somebody to
lose. You have done your research, and you know what cattle mutilations are all about.
I've never found one mutilated. I have a few here, but nothing's ever
understand, but that might possibly be a factor in the cattle skeletons. We don't know.
Well, it could be.
All right, what else? This is George Filer. I can't believe what I'm hearing. I cannot believe that there aren't half a dozen people living at Glenn's house.
Hear about it. Well, there's a lot of my pictures I've been getting, believe it or not, have Christian symbols on these crafts. Crosses. They show me images a lot of times.
They show you images. What does that mean?
As in animal images. I've got images of churches. I've got images of Jesus.
Okay, where are these images? On the actual...
In lights. They do it with the lights somehow or another. I really don't know.
Okay, in other words, you're looking up at lights, and the lights will take on the form of a church or they'll take on the form of Jesus, or they'll take on...
I don't see this with my naked eye, but when I take the pictures and load them on my computer and look at the pictures, we see these things.
Okay. All right, I'm right with you. This is remarkable, to put it mildly. All right, tell us more. Something was on your roof, we think. It jumped down. The dog may have been in contact, physical contact with one of these things. May have been on board, who knows. Dog's been okay since?
This goes on every night. We have, when they show up, all the dogs are barking crazy. Some of them, we've had a couple of neighbors move out and some new people move in. I don't think they understand what's going on every night, and I haven't told them, but...
So they actually don't know. They go in indoors, and that's it, and they don't... What time does this... Go ahead.
Well, you have to realize we're 40 miles south of Cincinnati, and a lot of people commute to work.
Uh-huh.
So they go to bed early around here, and then the rest of them at Dew Farm, they go to bed early, too.
Sure, okay. What time does the action start, usually? You mentioned dusk.
It starts before dark, and this time of year we start seeing around
4 o'clock.
4 to 6, a big one.
4 or 5 o'clock, that's dusk.
Well, a little later than that, about 5:30, 4 to 6, this big one, you can see it showing up. And then it moves pretty quick after that. By the time it's dark, they're all around. It clouded up tonight. I took quite a few, maybe 50 pictures before it clouded up on us tonight.
So we've got the big ship, and then we have a dozen smaller ones. Are the smaller ones, would you say, the same? Are they identical or close to the same, or are they all different?
I've seen different. And I have no proof of this, but I think we have actually two groups of these things. I feel that one's a friendlier version, and one group of them's not so friendly, because I've noticed they avoid each other, and when some of the ones show up, the other ones disappear. And there's different shaped craft. We've noticed at least two or three different kinds of saucers, maybe more. I have to go back through my pictures.
There's one thing that I've never seen
in any UFO book anywhere, and it could probably be mistaken for a cylinder if someone saw the lights flying across there, but in some of my pictures, this thing has a head like an animal with a neck and then like a saucer connected to the neck.
Kind of like a turtle.
Yeah, sort of. They're pretty long, and the heads, what looks like a head of an animal, I'm assuming, is their control cockpit or something.
That's pretty wild. Would you suggest that... Have you thought about the possibility that they are able to make you see what they want you to see, like
a
church, like Jesus?
That's a very good possibility, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Any noise from any of these craft?
Well, the only noise we ever heard was, my wife used to not be too afraid when they were up high, and one day we were looking out the back here, and this huge one came down about 200 feet in the air above the trees and swooped down, and it looked like a cruise ship flying across. And that kind of put her in shock.
In other words, it was huge, and it had...
It made the battery go dead in my camcorder, and we could hear this kind of a whirring noise, like a... I don't know, like a humming.
Okay.
And that's...
Was this the big one?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
All right, now, if
we didn't
this...
get a picture of that at that time, but we observed it through binoculars.
If this is a cruise ship, it may have had a lot of lights on it, different sizes, shapes. Did it appear to have decks on it? Did it appear to have a definite...
It had multiple decks. How many would you say, Don? 10 or 12? She said about six levels of decks. You could see rows and rows of windows on each level.
Windows round? Square?
Yeah, some of them are round and some of them are shaped.
This is, all right, now what you're describing, Glenn, and what Donna has seen, obviously is something that is enormous. This is huge.
Yeah, this thing was huge. Most of them are not quite that big. And
would you say this as big as a 747?
I think I estimated it at that time to be bigger than the wingspan of a 747. We get commercial air traffic here, and it's pretty easy to tell the difference between a commercial airplane and these things.
I'm sure.
It actually reminded you like you were looking at a cruise ship in the ocean, except the thing was flying through the air is what it looked like to us.
We have about 4 minutes. What haven't we touched on that you'd like to make sure we hear about in some detail tonight?
Well,
I had
probably a lot of things. I mean, we've heard some pretty I don't know if I've mentioned that, but we've heard some pretty strange sounds. Now, I'm an outdoorsman.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a hunter and a fisherman and a farmer most all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard about every animal noise that can be made, and I can tell you each one. But we've heard some things around here, and more so recently, that are kind of indescribable. And I watched a ship come up out of the woods over here. My dogs went running in that direction, and I heard the weirdest screaming noise. And actually, it sounded like four different individuals going through the woods following this ship as it went along treetop level. It was a saucer.
Doug, don't leave us behind.
Yep, that's what it reminded me of. You could hear them crashing through the woods.
Really? Running?
Yes.
Don't leave us behind, yelling. Come back, whatever. The noise you heard was the noise of... panic, of being afraid, then? Something like
that's
that?
That's what I would describe it as.
Wow.
All this sounds kind of incredible, but all I can tell...
George, no...
Anybody that wants to come see, they're welcome to come here and look for themselves.
Yeah.
I have no control over the things, but they've been here every night for this long, and yeah, well, there's been other people to corroborate, what I've said.
We don't need any corroboration. You're among friends, and George wouldn't have brought you on. What we're hearing is what you've seen and what you've experienced. I think we know that. I know I do, and I know most of our listeners do. So we don't worry about those who are legitimately skeptical. That's fine. We would invite them to go on out. You just had an invitation from Glenn. To go on out. Do you have a space on your farm where somebody could bring an RV and park it there?
Yeah, they could.
That'd be okay with you?
I don't have a problem with that.
We don't want 20 RVs, one or two, but...
We got plenty of room.
Glenn, what I'd like to do is get some pictures from George... I'm going to put them on a special page, and I'd like to invite you back right now, later on in a couple of weeks, to come back. We'll put the pictures up there. I don't know that we have to see a whole lot in the pictures, but, something.
Well, unfortunately, George doesn't have the best of my pictures, but...
Well, you hang on to the best of them if you need to, but if you want to share any... they'll be out there. I mean, like I say, if they're your property, your pictures. At any rate, I would like you to come back and let's explore this further. That was a very quick hour. So, would you come back, Glenn?
Sure, I'd be glad to, and I appreciate, being on your show, and I appreciate all the help that, George Filer's done for me trying to get somebody to help me document all this.
That's great. He's a gentleman's gentleman, as I don't have to tell you. And so I'm looking maybe the third week of this month, something like that. But we'll have you back very soon, Glenn, and I really thank you on behalf of a lot of people for being so forthright, and you're just telling it like it is, and nobody could do any better. Thank you.
All right. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you, Glenn. Okay, George, you've been real quiet, and I thank you for that. I just have been sitting here with my jaw hanging open. I can't. This has been going on for almost a year, next month. And
I didn't know about it that long, but in any case, we're trying to get some help.
Would you?
People don't realize that
this is phenomenal.
You know, we're very limited on funds, that kind of thing.
I have a
movie people interested, but they said they need, you know, like $12,000.
I don't want to hear about it. Those people bother me. Look, this is something more important than bucks. You know, they can get their tails out there with their cameras. This is, and plus, in this digital age, if they did go out and videotape something like lights in the sky, anybody can do that. I would really, if I were able, I would be there in a flash. And hopefully, maybe, the weather will change and you'll be able to go down there. It's a ways away. But I think it would be clearly well worth your time. I imagine you'd want to go, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
See how George says that? Yeah, I'd like to go. I'm just amazed that the place is not crawling with researchers. And this is something where if it happens one night, we might have somebody on the program describing what they saw one night. Not hundreds of times. This is really amazing, George, and I thank you for bringing Glenn on. So let's get together here in a couple of weeks, and we'll have him back on and give you a chance to talk more. I apologize about that. But he had tons to talk about.
Some of the pictures are on the NationalUFOCenter.com.
Okay. Would you do me a favor and put these pictures... Get your webmaster to put them all on one page somewhere where I could link to them, and we'll call it the Kentucky UFO controversy or something. You can name it anything you want. But collect them together, put them in one story, or, you know, send them here. I'll do it. Doesn't matter. But we want to get these together, and I'm not expecting to see a whole lot, but this is a very honorable man, obviously, and... they don't get any better than that in terms of witnesses.
Right.
So, go ahead. Anything you want to add? We got to close it up here.
No, it needs to be investigated and see what they're after and what they're doing. I mean, there's obviously got to be some kind of reason.
But they may be almost done by the time people get down there. I mean, it's been going on for a year this February. Well, at any rate, what amazes me is the reaction of the neighbors. They'd rather not know, and that's human beings for you.
That's the case in many places.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you, George. Let's get together here in a couple weeks.
Okay,
thanks much.
Contact me just at major@verizon.com.
Oh, yes. All right. Now, if you want to get a free subscription to Filer's Files, contact George, or if you have any questions about what you just heard, you can get him at major@verizon.net. Thank you, George, very much. That was great.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, talk soon. All right, we'll pause now and come right back.